Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's Tony Curry. Today I want to talk about Chuck E. Cheese, the Judds, and lesbians. We'll get into that in just a second here. Monster Day here on Tony Curry Radio. It's a Tuesday, which means it's Adapt or Perish Tuesday. By the way, starting next week on the TKR app, if you're like, what the hell does he keep talking about this TKR app? Stop talking about the TKR app. I keep getting all your podcasting. Just download the TKR app one time. I want you to listen to the music. It's classic rock to the bone. It's unbelievable. It's classic rock that you've never heard before. It's classic rock you haven't heard in years before. You're like, oh, I cannot believe they're playing this. We play stuff like Triumph. We play old Cheap Trick stuff. We play wonderful things that you don't still get a chance to hear even on the Eagle or on Pandora or anywhere else. You hear it all on Tony Curry Radio. Check it out, and I promise you'll love it. And then we got 13 different shows, including Adapt or Perish with Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Claypo, which will air at noon and 8 today. Starting next week, all of our shows are going to run every single day of the week. Al Cooper, good morning to you, brother. Cusa Valiato, we'll be talking about them in a minute. But we got a ton of great things going on. Tomorrow, Livewire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction, otherwise. Kai Greger and his staff do a wonderful job. 205-682-2828. That's going on tomorrow night. We got Mission Minor with Michael Coleman. Blues Almighty, one of the best blues hours on radio, period. No one's doing anything like it. It's unbelievable. And, of course, we also have the Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome, and a great show called Need to Know with Kip Kiefer coming up on Fridays as well. So we'll have an entire programming change. We'll let you know what it is. But pretty much anytime you tune into the TKR app, Justin Brown, good morning to you, my brother. You will be listening to one of our great, unique programs, and we're super excited about that. So I saw this story, you know, I call it the sinkhole mentality. Whenever there's a giant sinkhole that swallows a family in a house in Florida, all of a sudden there's sinkholes all over the United States. It's just, it's top of mind. It's topical. People are talking about. So you remember the Sesame Street thing where evidently Telly Monster and Ernie brushed off a little black girl, and they're claiming that it was racism, and they're suing Disney for $25 million. I think it was actually SeaWorld. It happened again yesterday or a couple days ago where another person, now mascot, is being accused of being racist. This time it's Chuck E. Cheese. If you watch the video, it's interesting because there's four little white girls on top of the stage, and Chuck E. Cheese is making eye contact with them, and he's high-fiving each one of them, and then the little black girl is down on the floor, and he totally just ignores her or brushes her off. And to be honest with you, and again, I talked about this because I was dressed up as Scooby-Doo. I was Scooby-Doo for like a year and a half at an amusement park. It's hard as hell to see out of those little holes, man. Depending on the size of your head, is it hot? I don't know what the situation is. And I'm not making excuses here, but now all of a sudden, everyone is saying that every mascot is racist. And it's really difficult, particularly when you got 65 or 70 kids vying for your affection and your attention to see everybody. But now they're suing Chuck E. Cheese. So you know what's going to happen? And this is what happens. Is there's going to be lawsuits. Someone's going to win something. And from this point on, mascots are no longer going to be able to like, go out in a crowd and do anything. You won't see Big Al. You won't see Albie. You won't see. They will not be allowed to go in the crowds because if they diss somebody or blow somebody off, and they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, next thing you know, it's a racist mascot. I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen. So when your mascots, and that's okay because I hate mascots anyway. The mascot commercials, the Capital One mascot commercials just get on my nerves. I just hate them because guys and mascots, uniforms or outfits are insecure. And I know because I was one. This is really interesting. Ashley and Winona Judd evidently are super pissed off because they found out that Naomi, their mother, who killed herself back in April, didn't put them in her will. She signed a will. She was good to go, I think, in 2016, 2017. Her executor is her husband, Larry Strickland, whom she was married to for 33 years. Just because you're not in the will doesn't mean, Ron Hill, good morning to you, it doesn't mean you're not going to be getting anything from it. It just means that you are not directly going to be getting anything from the will. She's not saying, she's basically leaving it up to her husband to do everything. What's really interesting about this is both Ashley and Winona lived on their mom's farm. Her mom had a 1,000-acre farm up in Nashville, Tennessee. She still has it. And so both daughters lived on that land. I don't know if this land they owned. I don't know if it's their mother land. And the mom just said, hey, you can live on it. I'm imagining it was incredible. But this is what happens, man. And anyone watching right now will tell you. I've only been through it one time, and I was with my dad. And my dad and me and my three brothers and sisters sat down, and we had a conversation about how it was going to go down when my dad died, because we knew it was going to be soon. He had cancer. And it got a little ugly, and looking back on it, I wish I had done things totally different. And again, my dad wasn't rich by any stretch of the imagination. He was a newspaper distributor for 40 years, right? But there was a little money there. And anytime you get money as an inheritance, it's not owed to you. It's not due to you. It's a total blessing. It's a total blessing. In most cases, and I know a lot of rich celebrities are saying, I'm not leaving my kids squat. I'm spending it all, man. I'm getting after it. They have to learn that this is life. You have to live life on life's terms. You need to go make your own buck. Just because your daddy's rich doesn't mean you're going to be rich. Now, do I want to take care of my kids? Do I want to leave them some money so they can get some money maybe at the age of 21 or 25, or spend it on, you know, whatever, tuition, or spend it on a wedding, or spend it on, I don't know. I certainly want to leave my children something, right? And I think in most cases you do. Even the brokest people seem to live, you know, precariously through their life, and they're very, very prudish, and they don't have a lot of money. Next thing you know, they find out they had like an insurance policy that was worth, you know, $20,000-$30,000. The house maybe is worth $100,000. And next thing you know, you're talking about maybe getting $25,000 or $30,000 a piece, a chunk of change. What a blessing. Margaret Bailey, good morning to you. What a blessing. Take it as a blessing. I don't think Winona or Ashley need the money, I don't think. I can certainly understand where it would hurt their feelings that they're not just strictly being distributed anything through their will. But first of all, you're pretty well off. Second of all, she left her husband of 33 years as the executor of the estate. That's basically like baby, and that's the way it should be, right? Now, if he's a cool guy, he's a nice guy, and I'm assuming he is, and I'm assuming he had a nice relationship with Ashley and Winona because they lived in the same land. They lived a minute apart. They could walk to each other's front doors a minute apart. I'm assuming they'll get their share of whatever it is, but I don't know what Larry's up to, and I don't know what his situation is either. But man, you start throwing money around, anybody out there, you start throwing money around in family matters, oh man, it gets ugly, nasty, really, really fast. You could have the greatest relationship with your brothers and sisters, and all of a sudden someone in the family dies, and God forbid they have like $400,000 or $500,000 or $600,000, then it gets super ugly. It's amazing because the executor's going to take a piece. The executor gets paid for all the work they do. And it is, my sister did it for my dad. It's a shit ton of work. And I apologized to her afterwards saying, listen, I didn't realize she was the one that was up there going through all the boxes, going through all the personal stuff. She was the one that was paying all the bills, and everyone else just wanted their money, right? And it wasn't a lot, but, and I felt horrible about that because I wasn't there to help her. So, check it back a little bit. I do know, though, when you have a nice sum of money that comes into a family as an inheritance, take it as a blessing. It's not your money. It's not your money. Any money you get is an absolute blessing, and that's the way it should be. All right, finally, JoJo Siwa, you know who she is? I only know JoJo Siwa. First of all, I thought it was JoJo Siwell for like a long time. My daughter, who's 10, used to love herself some JoJo Siwa, and this is about 3 or 4 years ago, and she actually, I got her JoJo Siwa, or Santa Claus did, for Christmas one year, and she has it back on her back wall. When she found out that JoJo Siwa came out as lesbian, my daughter totally changed how she felt about JoJo Siwa. She likes some of the things she does, she likes some of her music, but she really didn't like her as a person anymore, and I thought that was really interesting, and I don't know if it's because her friends were like, oh, she's a lesbian, and we're not lesbians, we don't like her anymore. I don't know what the situation was, but she all of a sudden decided she didn't like JoJo Siwa, and she wanted to take the poster down. I was fine. Recently, JoJo Siwa said something to the extent that she doesn't like the word lesbian. She said, I don't like the word itself, it's just like lesbian. It's less like a lot. At the end of the day, that's what I am. In an interview, she also gave her opinion on the misconceptions when it comes to gender identity and sexuality. You can be queer and be girly. I think that's a thing. So a lot of times, lesbians are taken to be masculine. If you're a lesbian, you're supposed to be, what do you want to be, a boy? It's not the case. There are plenty and very feminine lesbians out there. She said, I never said that lesbians was a dirty word, and I never ever would say that it's a dirty word, because it's not. It's not a bad word. Whenever someone talks to me about sexuality, I just say, I'm gay. I don't hate the word lesbian. It's not the word that flows off the tongue for me, if that makes sense. She goes on to say, I don't know bisexual, pansexual, queer, lesbian, gay, straight. I always just say I'm gay because it just kind of covers all the stuff, or queer, because I think that keyword is cool. I like queer. Technically, I would say that I'm a pansexual because that's how I've always been my entire life. It's just like my human is my human. It's really strange because as a straight man, the word queer was always derogatory. Whenever we used the word queer, it was like there with the F word. So whenever we called someone queer, we weren't being nice about it. Of course, we used to say a lot of things back in our day that would be like a head scratch right now. You really got to think twice about some of the things we said in the 70s and 80s. But yeah, when I hear it queer, I'm kind of like, but that's what they want to be recognized as. Here's the thing. Being lesbian, heterosexual, queer, pansexual, whatever you are, doesn't characterize who you are as a human being. I'm always leery of people that say, I am blank. I am Republican. I am Democrat. I am an addict. I am bisexual. I am pansexual. I am whatever. Because it doesn't dictate who you are as a human being. Now, you could say, I'm a human being that suffers through addiction. Or I'm a human being that is lesbian. Or I'm a human being that likes the political party of Republicans or Democrats. Christians the same way. When someone says, I am Christian. Now, a lot of people say Christian does actually dictate who you are as a human being. And in some places, it probably does. But I'm a person who's Christian. So I think when someone says, and particularly in this particular case, because JoJo Siwel just recently came out, now everyone's saying she's a lesbian. She is a lesbian, or pansexual, or queer, depending on how she wants to be called. But she is bigger than a lesbian. She's a woman. She's a human being. Super talented. Super gifted. Unbelievable following. And so once she gets through this little challenge of her coming out, because it's scary as hell, and I've got a lot of gay friends that will say the same thing, it feels so relieving to finally come out and say what your sexual preference is or what your political affiliation is or whether you have an addiction or whatever you are. It's a super good feeling to get that out. But it doesn't dictate who you are as a human being. You're still, she's JoJo Siwel as a woman. And oh, by the way, I'm also a lesbian. There you go. And I think a lot of people don't like to be pigeonholed into saying, you are this, and now, by the way, what are you going to do? You're a lesbian, so what do lesbians do? Well, she's a lesbian. She's a woman first. She's a human being. She's got a lot to offer this world. And, oh, by the way, she's also a lesbian. All right, check out our website, TonyCurryRadio.net. We got a great website. All of our shows are up on the board. And you can listen to all of our shows wherever you go to podcasts. If you search Tony Curry Radio on Google, you're going to see Tony Curry Radio Audio Boom. Click it, and every show's up on that platform. Every show, we have well over 300 podcasts. We have everything from Adapter Parish. We have Dark Side of the Pooch, which I recorded yesterday. Mission Minded with Montgomery Food Bank CEO Michael Como. It's a fantastic show. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We have Austin Hanks. Blues Almighty. We have Damon Johnson, who's going on the road with Brother Kane. Happy to have him on every single Friday. We have Kip Kiefer, which is a great show called Need to Know. He goes off on silver, gold, and pharmaceuticals, and also talks about Pete Rose in his new show, which is going to be airing on Friday. So it's fantastic. Check it out. And we love doing all of our shows. We got more shows coming up by the end of summer and fall. Do want to mention one of our brand new sponsors, and I do this whenever we have a brand new sponsor. By the way, when I mentioned Coosa Valley Auto over the last few days, it's amazing how many dealerships are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, we want to advertise on TKR. Settle down. Settle down a little bit. It's the first car dealership that I've gotten on Tony Curry Radio, and there's a reason behind that, because I believe in what they do. It's a customer co-op situation. It's a totally different thing. You know, sometimes you go to a dealership and you'll see the same car on the lot for months. Normally, the cars on their car lot at Coosa Valley Auto are on there for like less than 3 days. I mean, these cars are going in, they're going out. Now, why is that? Because the sale price is fantastic, and they actually explain to you how they came up with the sale price. They don't go, nope, that's it. That's sale price. That's what we do. There's not giant stickers and giant gorillas in front. It's a fantastic place. It's unlike any car buying experience that I've ever been through. I've been doing radio for 40 years, dude. Let me tell you something. I've seen it all. I've been in the back rooms. I've been with the managers. I've been with the giant dealerships. I've been with the car marts. I've been through all that stuff. But there's nothing like sitting down with the owner of the shop and having him explain what the situation is, right? I know you can do things online now, all these different things. The really cool thing about Coosa Valley Auto, and he brought this up, and I know he hates when I bring this up, but it's great. If you buy a car from Coosa Valley Auto up there in Sylacauga, and for some reason a tire blows, or you blow a gasket, or a water pump goes out, hopefully it won't happen, it doesn't, bring it back, and they're going to fix it, no labor. No labor. Will your dealership do that? You buy a car, lemons exist. Something happens, the next thing you know, you get a car, and it's a bummer. You take it back there, they will fix it. And in most cases, labor costs a lot more than the parts. A lot more than the parts. So check it out. It's fantastic. Give them a call, 256-267-0296. 256-267-0296. They're open 10 to 4:30. Call them anytime. They'll answer the phone. Jeff Ray and Sam Rushing, good morning to you. Get after it. And again, check out CusaValleyAutoSale.com. CusaValleyAutoSale.com. The website is constantly updating. They've probably sold three cars just since I started talking about them this morning. It's unbelievable. Brad, David, Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, Al, all those folks up there will help you out at CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Make the short drive up there. It's God's country up in Sylacauga. I love it. I'm going to go up there later on this week and just put the windows down, have the dogs in the car, have their tongues hanging out the window. That's actually what I do when I drive to Sylacauga is I have my tongue out the window. Have yourself a fantastic day. Thanks again for watching. We'll check back in tomorrow morning on a Wednesday morning. Don't forget, coming up on Thursday, Dr. Josh Klapo will be back in the studio, the Curry and Klapo Show. We're going to get after it. We'll also be on Fox 6 with Janice Rogers, Mike Deverly, Mickey Ferguson, Toy, and all those fine folks from Fox 6. It's the only TV station in town that is cool enough to put Curry and Klapo on. You try to get on any other TV station, they're like, whoa, Tony Curry, he's crazy. That Tony Curry guy, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth, man. That guy, I mean, we don't want to lose our TV license. We're freaking out. Tony Curry, he's crazy, right? Oh, my gosh, he could say something. He may say a dirty word. He may say lesbian. Can I say lesbian on Fox 6? He may say lesbian. He may say pansexual. Oh, he may say queer. Oh, Fox 6 is super cool. I'm right there with us, man. I appreciate it. We'll be back on 9:30 coming up on Thursday. Have a great day, and I love you. See you.